Hello, this is Phil. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. What is your age?
65.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve of the job that Biden is doing as president?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Is there a somewhat satisfied in there?
Well, in this option, we just have very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Well, satisfied then.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
I've gotten better.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: protecting abortion rights, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debts, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism.
You're saying pick one or several?
In this case, you can select up to two options.
Okay, abortion and border security.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Josh Stein.
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
90.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott, the lowest one that you can have there.
Okay, so that one for you would be?
00.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
75.
Thank you. Mark K. Robinson.
Not familiar.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.